People oftentimes realize that if they want to lose weight, if they really want to change themselves, it needs to be an inside-out approach. There needs to be a lifestyle change. In other words, it needs to be bigger than just how you're acting, right? Because again, we can all change our behaviors for a short period of time, but the true change that most of us are looking for is something that is more of a transformation. It's bigger than just how we're acting. It's how we feel, it's our habits, it's how we're thinking as well. So a lot of times you'll hear me say, we need to change from the inside out. It's a different focus because most things are focusing us on what we're doing externally. The foods that we're putting in our mouths, the exercising that we're doing, right? These things that the behaviors that we're doing externally. But when we talk about inside out approach, we're not just talking about our thoughts, we're not just talking about our feelings, we're really talking about the person, the persona that we want to be. And I want to reiterate this because when you struggle with things, if you approach that struggle with this idea in your mind that this is an inside out approach, I think you're going to be able to solve those struggles much easier than just trying to figure out what you should do differently. Okay, so I'll give you a specific example here. Say there is a food that you've been trying to avoid. Maybe you don't want to snack at night. Common one. And you say to yourself, I really got to stop snacking at night. Now what is happening there is that when most people do that, they're imagining themselves being the same. They don't realize this, but what they're doing is they're imagining themselves having the same thought patterns, the same struggles, the same cravings, the same energy levels, same emotions. And the only thing that's going to be different, though, is that externally, their behavior is going to be different. They're not going to go to the fridge and grab that snack. They're not going to go to the pantry and grab that snack. They're going to sit there and they're going to struggle with it. They're going to feel that way. They're going to be the exact same person, but they're going to change how they act. And what we want to do here, again, in a very big way, is change who we are inside. So if you have been struggling with late night snacking or night snacking, the first thing we want to say is, who do I need to be in order for this behavior to vanish and disappear? Right? For me to easily let it go, who do I need to be? Okay? This is the first step. But again, it's a completely and totally different focus than what the majority of people do. And it can be extremely helpful because you have a tremendous amount of resources within you. And you are intelligent to be able to figure out new solutions. But the problem again is that most people are only focusing on one thing. And it's a thing that's not really going to get you the ultimate changes. Because, it's kind of like looking at a tomato plant and saying, God, how am I going to make that thing give me carrots? Right? How am I going to make that thing grow apples for me? Well, you should have thought about that before you planted the seed. Okay? The seed in this metaphor for us is our thoughts and our feelings and our persona, how we view ourselves, how we think of ourselves. And it can be changed. It just needs some consistent attention and thought. Right? So, when we think of whatever struggle you have, instead of it just being a how can I do that differently, it becomes who do I need to be? Who do I need to be? And so the answer in this example we're talking about could be, maybe I need to be a person who thinks snacking at night is gross because I won't be able to sleep at night and I'll wake up feeling kind of bloated and upset with myself for doing that. Okay, just as an example. Maybe my persona is that I'm someone who's so healthy and in tune with their body that I've satisfied all my nutritional needs and cravings throughout the day, and at night I'm just allowing my body to relax and rest so I can get a great night's sleep and wake up tomorrow refreshed. Okay? So again, that's where we're starting from. Now just because you start here doesn't mean that it's just clear, easy sailing. We know that's not true. But the difference here is this. That in the first example, when you just say, oh, I have to do something different. Well, that different thing is I need to just not snack at night. Okay? But then nighttime comes and you go into the same pattern and struggle. All right? That's one way to do it. The other way is you realize, well, I want to be this person who's in control, who's really focused on my health, that really knows what I want and is absolutely committed to getting it because it's so important to me on so many levels, right? Now, if that's the outcome and the goal here, It's much richer. It's much deeper. And it's also something that you're never not going to want. Right? But the difference here, you know, with the food part, is that you are going to want to eat those foods again. You're going to want a snack at night. Right? That's going to come up. And that's going to come and go depending on your moods. Right? You can say, I don't want a snack at night when you're satisfied. You're just eating a meal and you feel good. But as soon as you feel emotionally kind of down, or you're just tired, or whatever the state you're in that's kind of down, all of a sudden you won't care about snacking. You'll want to eat. You'll want to eat those foods. Okay? But regardless of what mood you're in, no matter what situation you're in, you're always going to want to be this new persona. It's much richer. It's much deeper. I mean, there might be sometimes you get in a really bad mood where you say, I don't want that. But those are very, very few times. Right? So you want to set up a persona, an idea, something big that's truly inspiring, something that's bigger than your moods. See, hunger is not. Right? You could say, I don't want a snack now. But then, you know, when you start getting hungry, or when your moods get into a certain place, you forget about that. Okay? Not snacking or snacking, that's not a big enough motivator to follow through with it. Okay, so again, that's what this is all about, this inside-out approach. Who do I want to be? How do I want to act? How do I want to feel? Those are the first questions you need to begin asking yourself, and you need to ask them over and over and over again, regularly. That becomes the internal dialogue. Who do I want to be? How do I want to respond? How do I want to feel? How do I want to look? What kind of energy do I want? Where do I want my moods to be? See? It's all inside-out. Because when you tap into these things, and again, the more you articulate them, the clearer they become to you, and the more you connect to them. The more you talk about how you want to feel relaxed, you want to feel calm, you want to feel in control, you want to feel lean, strong, stamina, flexible, whatever it is for you, the more you articulate it, the more appealing it becomes, the more you attach to those feelings. Right? It's the same thing that happens with food. People say, I don't want to eat food, I don't want a snack, I don't want to eat junk food, I don't want to eat crappy food. And the whole time they're thinking about them. The whole time they're unconsciously associating pleasure to those things and trying to stop themselves. Okay? The process I'm talking about here, inside out, is who do you want to be, how do you want to feel, and attaching yourself, associating yourself to all those wonderful things. The more you do it, the more real it becomes for you. Okay, the more you start to become that person. So don't worry. At first you might feel like you're lying to yourself, or you're being a fraud, because you're saying all these things you want, but you're not acting congruently in that way. That's okay, because initially it can be, I'm moving in this direction. This is what I want. This is what's most important to me. Okay, you need to be able to say these things congruently. This is what I want. Just because I haven't been able to get it, or just because I'm not on track 100% of the time, that's okay. It's still what I want. All right? That's how you have to approach it. And it all starts with this inside out. And I can't say that enough. Because just saying, I just got to stop eating, it's not enough. Right? When you say, I want to feel calm, I want to feel relaxed, I want to feel in control, all of a sudden, you imagine that situation where you used to do late-night snacking, but now you see yourself being this different person in that situation. And when you are that person, for the times you are able to create that feeling in yourself and that mindset and that physiology, you're going to find that those cravings that used to be there have vanished. They disappeared because you're not the same person anymore when you think in new ways. Right? Just like a smoker and a non-smoker. Right? The non-smoker is not fighting off cravings. They are a different person because of their thoughts and their feelings. All right? And that's what you want to do. And that's where your leverage is in creating change in yourself. It's that's the leverage you have, is the way that you're thinking, the way that you're using your mind, the questions you're asking yourself. So when you have challenges, I want you to think inside out. Who do I need to be in order to crush these challenges? Right? You can minimize yourself and make the challenges big with your thinking. Or you can minimize the challenges and make yourself all-powerful with your thinking. It's up to you. And one of the most powerful ways to do this is with this inside-out approach. So keep this in mind this week, and intentionally, any challenge you have in any area of your life, think of yourself changing to minimize the challenge and to eliminate it. Right? And again, it's something you get better and better at the more you do it. So you don't have to be perfect at it initially. Just have fun with it. Begin to allow your imagination to go and see yourself and think of yourself the way you would like to be. Even if you're not that person yet, it's okay. It's the process of beginning to think about yourself as that person that is the first step in that direction. Okay? So do that this week, and I'll talk to you next week.